You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Young people have a lot to say, if the rest of us would only listen. That's the impetus for the International Congress of Youth Voices, taking place this weekend in San Francisco. It's the brainchild of author and educator Dave Eggers, along with Amanda Yulee, bringing together 100 students to talk with famous writers, activists, and elected officials. Youth delegates are coming in from Honduras, Iceland, Iraq, Syria, Zambia, and other countries around the world. Amanda came to our studios with student Geronimo Perez Flores to talk about the inaugural event with KLW's Ben Trefney.
So what's going to happen this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be so fun. Have you seen the whole schedule yet, Geronimo?
Yeah. Kind of.
We are having a wonderful boat cruise around the San Francisco Bay with all of our student delegates. And on that boat, we will have the Honorable Representative John Lewis as our speaker. So that will kick things off. And then we have an entire day that is full beyond all reason with wonderful guest speakers coming to talk to us. We have Ev Williams, who founded Twitter. We have Alia Malek, who's a Syrian-American writer and memoirist. The list goes on and on and on, sort of culminating at the end of the day in a public event at the Norse Theater, where we have our hosts, Dave Eggers, of course, and Chinaka Hodge, and then they will join Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, Jose Antonio Vargas, and Khaled Hosseini, our main guests. And those folks will share the stage with Geronimo and our, 99 other incredible student delegates.
What will they be doing?
They will be giving talks and giving speeches, all in their sort of interest area. Almost every student that we are working with as a student delegate, in addition to representing a place, for the most part, these young people are very active in their communities. And so they have a cause or an issue that's important to them.
Geronimo, what is the kind of activism that you have been focused on?
I have focused on immigration. That's the main focus, just because I immigrated from Mexico not long ago, maybe a little long, but four years ago. So that's my main focus. And the second one is college access.
And how old are you right now?
I'm 21.
So you moved to the United States when you were 17?
Yes.
What was that journey like? What was that experience like?
Well, it was... I will say it was something that even if I explain it, not many people will be able to understand it the way it was, because it was just terrifying. It was something that you don't wish it to nobody. Maybe it's a tough journey. You don't know what's gonna happen. You definitely go there without nothing. What's going to happen next? You don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, next day, or even next week. So you don't even know how to, if you're going to get out of there alive.
To get across the border, you
to
mean?
To get across the border, because I entered illegally. I don't know if illegally is a term, because... as humans, I think we should be allowed to go around the world freely.
Why did you come here?
Because of education. I believe that if I would stay in Mexico, I wasn't gonna get to college. I wasn't gonna do anything in my life but work. So I came here mainly because of the education. I also came here because in Mexico there's a lot of violence and no opportunity for those that come from the low income. Those are the main reasons, also to support my family still back there.
What do you think young people can share that isn't being heard that can make a difference in the world right now?
Well, I think there are like fresh ideas, things that maybe as adults, people don't see, but as young people, they like truly see what the needs are. And
is that because older people are just used to the way things are?
Yeah, exactly, because some people just live with a pattern that they don't want to break, but sometimes we have to break those patterns to like make something better or something more appropriate, because we're changing, right? The world's changing, so we don't want to live in the same path all the time. We want to change things for the better for the people that, like, the new generations.
What are you hoping to achieve from this weekend?
I'm hoping that people who come to the Norse Theater on Saturday night have a chance to, for a moment, step into the shoes and step into the eyes of these young people who may live in Nepal, who may live in Oakland, who may live, you know, somewhere else that they do not live and have had experiences that they have not had. I think that's an invaluable part of changing the world. And I also think it's that notion of adults actively listening to young people that we lose sometimes. Adults can be really dismissive of young people, and that's the opposite of what we're doing this weekend.
And what'll come next?
Well, next, you know, I didn't actually finish talking about the wonderful culmination of this event. So we keep everyone very busy on Saturday, and then on Sunday we slow down a little bit and we really are turning it over to the student delegates. They have that time for writing and collaborating, and The Guardian, who's our media partner, has agreed to publish whatever they come up with. So they may write a plan, they may start an organization, they could write a manifesto. They'll have the platform, the global platform of The Guardian, to kind of tell the world what's next and what they believe is right and next for young people. So I don't know if you've thought about that, Geronimo.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Just collaborating with all these young people. It's just going to be great to see if we can, like, agree on things or maybe disagree, but share our thoughts.